Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 141 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life so that you can accomplish something worthwhile and even great with your life for the glory of God. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory, because we serve a great God. In this podcast, we are going through the book, Getting Things Done, the ABCs of Time Management by Dr. Edwin C. Bliss. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles on productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination that Dr. Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Proverbs 13:4 says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." Our Get Things Done quote today is from Dr. John C. Maxwell. He said, "Efficiency is the foundation for survival. Effectiveness is the foundation for success." Pardon me. Beloved, today in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at efficiency versus effectiveness. The day of the old-fashioned efficiency expert is long gone. Today, management consultants think in terms of effectiveness, which is a broader and more useful concept. Efficiency concerns the best ways of doing an assigned job. Effectiveness, on the other hand, concerns the best use of time, which may or may not include doing the particular job in question. For example, suppose you have a list of people who must or that you must telephone concerning an upcoming meeting. If you were thinking in terms of efficiency, you would consider when would be the best time to call them, whether the names might be put in your telephone's memory bank in order to save time, whether the list is accurate and current, and so on. But if you were thinking in terms of effectiveness, you would ask yourself if calling these people is what you should be doing right now. You would consider alternative methods. You would consider alternative methods of communicating. You would examine the possibility of delegating the task to someone else, or perhaps eliminating it altogether so that your time could be used more effectively. Sound time management involves thinking of effectiveness first and efficiency second. In other words, as someone has noted, doing right things right is not as important as doing the right things. ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. Let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and therefore, and there is no health in us. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.